The Federal Aviation Administration says it's seeing an uptick in close calls between planes and drones, including 11 over New York City just in the past month. Hobbyists are allowed to fly drones below 400 feet and within line of sight, but most commercial use is banned. The FAA is testing commercial drones at 6 sites, but Amazon and others, they want to test their own. And everyone, it seems, is using drones. Martha Stewart is a fan. New York Congressman Sean Maloney got in trouble for using one to photograph his wedding. And then there were the people who recently tried to fly a drone with cell phones, marijuana, and tobacco into a South Carolina prison. They were thwarted. Where are we on drones? Mary Cummings is an associate professor at Duke University and director of the Humans and Automation Lab at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. She also, by the way, was one of the United States Navy's first female fighter pilots. She goes by the name Missy and joins us from WUNC in Chapel Hill to talk about the drone usage. Missy, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So there you are, a fighter pilot, and you're okay with drones?
Yes, I'm pretty much considered the Benedict Arnold of the community. So yes, I went to the other side.
Well, and why?
Honestly, it was my time flying fighters that woke me up to the reality of what was about to come. When you take off from an aircraft carrier, you're not allowed to touch anything. You actually have to show that your hands are above the cockpit rail because you can only screw it up. And so, you know, when the plane is takeoff and landing and actually dropping bombs better than you, it's time to reevaluate your life and get a new job.
Well, but maybe you also have questions, as many people do, about, you know, drones as delivery service. The CEO of a major drone company, Chris Anderson, he's with 3D Robotics, says use of drones for delivery, especially in built-up areas around people, doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't actually agree with that sentiment. I and other drone researchers are looking at using drones to deliver medical supplies and potentially small package delivery, particularly to rural areas. Now, when you start talking about populated areas, that does raise a question. I do think that there is a business case for that in the future. But right now, we have some technology issues that we have to address. Battery life, how these small vehicles perform in wind, what to do. Actually, you know, I'm from a small town in Tennessee. My family would be happy to deliver, get a delivery from a drone, and then they would shoot it down as it flew away.
Well, there are concerns that drones are vulnerable to being shot down. They can be hacked, that they will hit people.
Well, you know, I think, first of all, we tend to get very egocentric in this country. There are drones used around the world, small drones, for all kinds of package deliveries in other countries. You can be in England and get a pizza.
Pizza? A drone deliver your pizza?
Yeah, they've done this before in the UK. And the UK actually has generally had a much more liberal policy towards small drones. But Australia, and in fact, Australia was the first company. There's a company called Zucall. They made the first announcement that they were going to do textbook delivery by drone. And it was only about 6 to 8 months later that Amazon jumped onto that train. So they're in China. Is looking at drone delivery using small packages. So I think that we need to remember that we're not the only game in town. And in fact, because of the FAA's draconian policies against drones, we are actually quickly losing the lead in the world.
Well, let's stay with the UK for a second there, because I'm struck. So what happens? You open the door and the drone's hovering there and you take the pizza?
I think they drop it off. They don't do a handover, hand-to-hand, if you will. Although these drone control systems are so sophisticated that they could easily just gently lower something to the ground and then back away. But in fact, that's actually why we need to do a lot of testing in these areas, because we do need to figure out what are the best ways, what are the safest ways. All aircraft, whether they're manned or unmanned, are in their most vulnerable state on takeoff and landing. And so how to actually set up what we call a concept of operations to make that viable is still something we need to do. But that's why the FAA's policies are so difficult, because companies can't even do that now. They can't even do any of the testing that they need under current policy.
Yeah. What about privacy? There was a Seattle woman last month who saw a drone just flying by her window. It turns out it was taking landscape photographs for a private contractor, but who knows what else it got?
Yes. You know, I, as a professor, you know, I'm always on the lookout for my students who are trying to look into my office window with the drone, right? So I personally have experienced this and have to keep them really busy to keep them from doing things like that. And so I think that that's a legitimate concern. But most states have Peeping Tom privacy laws. And so a lot of those probably need to be updated. But we actually have a legal infrastructure in place to protect people against that kind of privacy. And Peeping Tom rules apply whether or not you're talking about somebody with a walking around with a camera or a drone. But I think more importantly, people need to, the state legislatures need to be thinking about protection of data. We have manned helicopters, manned police helicopters that fly over all the time, and they're constantly recording. And so those kinds of the laws that apply to those and the regulations should similarly apply to drones. And so this is one of those things where we just need to get a cohesive game plan and start figuring out how to legislate this, as opposed to just putting over a blanket no-fly policy, which is I cannot stress enough that the FAA and other stagnant state legislature policies are causing serious economic stagnation, and this country is going to suffer unless we move into the 21st century.
Well, you've made that point that other countries are going ahead with this, but what about the loss of jobs? I'm thinking we're staying now not with drones that are used to go see if a pipeline's broken open, but this idea of drone delivery, delivery of small packages. What happens to the person who used to drive the delivery truck?
So the delivery model will not actually replace, if it replaces anybody, it would be just a few people doing rural deliveries. But what it will do is create jobs in places that we never thought before. For those listeners out there wanting to be entrepreneurial, the job that you need to get into is robot and drone maintenance. This is the one area where we simply just cannot keep up. It's an $89 billion plus industry.
Well, so you're saying there's already call for these people and not enough of these people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hmm. Drone pilots who are getting trained right now are snapped up immediately.
Huh. Wow, a job of the future. But how far is that future, by the way, package delivery?
I think that we are in this country primarily because of the regulatory issues that are hampering the technological advancement frontiers. You know, we're probably at least 10 years away from a true network of vehicles that are doing delivery on a routine basis. I think you will start to see more and more, particularly in rural areas. You know, I come from a small town in Tennessee. There are people who live very far out, very difficult places to get to that could benefit from these technologies. So we will probably see it there first, and then it will be slow growth to move these kinds of missions into the urban environment.
Except, as you said, be careful of Missy Cummings' relatives who might accept your package and then shoot the drone down.
Oh, yeah. They can't wait.
Missy Cummings is an associate professor at Duke University, director of the Humans and Automation Lab at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, also one of the country's first female fighter pilots, and in favor, very much in favor, of drones. Missy, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
And by the way, that delivery service, that pizza delivery service that she mentioned, our intern Lauren founded, it's Domino's in the UK. We have a video at hereandnow.org. Apparently, there's a caution here. You have to watch out for the spinning blades.